John McCain died this weekend, a senator for 6 terms, a 2-time presidential candidate, a man who worked both sides of the aisle even after that was considered unacceptable, a man who was a prisoner of war in Vietnam, a war he volunteered to serve in as pilot until his plane was shot down over Hanoi. Say what you want, the guy spent his entire life serving his country. We now have the spectacle of the current President of the United States refusing to pay any sort of homage to the man he declared wasn't a war hero. Getting captured, he famously sniped, wasn't his idea of a hero. Probably being killed makes you ineligible for honors, too. This is what constitutes leadership in America these days, the idea that government service is for leeches and suckers, that self-sacrifice is for losers, that John McCain was no role model in these narcissistic times. The flag that was flying half-mast at the White House was raised half a day later, symbolism be damned. No statement honoring the man would be forthcoming. Bury the dead in a swamp at the back of the building. The Lilliputians are running things now. I don't know what John J. Trump's heroes would look like, if there are any other than the man he admires in the mirror. I doubt he has any idea what the definition would include. And the folks who think he's one, well, they must not have much of a clue either. It's a sad day for all of us. A country that can't mourn for its best and brightest, that refuses to honor their sacrifice and their service, you tell me if that country is worth any of our loyalty. Today, after a tremendous backlash at raising the flag over the White House, our hero decided to lower it once more. As far as I'm concerned, he can keep it lowered until the day he leaves the building once and for all.